Welcome to episode 19 of Autograph Weekly.
You're now tuned into the most entertaining, informative, and downright kick-ass autograph show that has ever existed. Here's Zane Savage and Double S with Autograph Weekly.
What's going on, autograph collectors? I'm Stacia Schaefer.
And I'm Zane Savage, and you're listening to Autograph Weekly, where we will feed your autograph addiction every week until we all have our eyes seared out of our heads by the Hulk Hogan sex tape. Guys, there is a keyword hidden in this show. Open those ears, find that keyword, and post it on our Facebook wall to win a prize. What prize? Well, we're not going to tell you right now, but you have to listen later on in the show. We'll explain it. All right, let's move on to the Mojo Mailbox. Stacy, what was in your mailbox this week?
All right, the usual quick update for Countdown to 1,000. The magic number is at 646, so not too bad of a number getting that down there a little bit, so hopefully that'll get done. I'm going to guess and kind of hope maybe by September I might actually surpass the 1,000 mark. So on to the Mojo Mailbox. TTM-wise, pretty slow week again. Got a couple of pretty decent things. Go over some of this stuff real quick. Got in from the Savage list, got a success in from Tommy Tellerico. He signed a Video Games Live Blu-ray DVD cover for me, so that was pretty cool. Also got in director Bryan Singer, who has directed The Usual Suspects, the first two X-Men movies, Superman Returns. He actually signed X-Men 1.5 and X-Men 2 DVD covers for me, so that was pretty nice. That took probably about a year and a half for that. Usually he's a pretty good signer, it just takes some time. Also got in a couple of items from Brian Brushwood once again, some photos that were all going to be multi-signed and they already went back out. Got George Pataki in on a couple of book plates. Got actor Terry O'Quinn, who played Locke on Lost.
Wait, how many of those did he sign for you?
Pataki?
No, Quinn.
Two.
I may have to get one of those off of you. If my private address doesn't work, I'm going to have to talk to you about a trade. Go on with your mailbox.
Also got in Bob Dole again. Bob Dole. He signed a couple of 4x6s for me this time, so that was pretty cool. And also got, from the Savage list today, Mike Huckabee. Signed a couple of photos, and one of those is pretty awesome. A shot of him with Chuck Norris, so that was pretty cool. Also, a trade I did this week with Bloodspawn 80, got in Allison Brie and Tracy McCall, a couple of people I've been after for a while, so that was nice. And a couple of purchases here real quick, got in a signed DVD cover of the movie Zodiac that's signed by David Fincher and a couple other small actors that were in the movie, but my main reason for that was Fincher. I've been after a David's autograph for quite a while, so I was happy to get that in. And today I got in three posters. These are all pretty awesome. Got in two 11x17s. One is from the TV show Wilfred that just started this past fall, and it's actually signed by Elijah Wood and Jason Gann, along with, I think, four other people have signed that poster as well, so that was a nice piece. Also got a Bones 11x17 in, signed by the creator of the show, Emily Deschanel and David Bornes. And the last item was a 27x40 movie poster for The Expendables I got today as well. And that's actually signed by three people from the movie, and that is Randy Couture, Terry Crews, and Stone Cold Steve Austin. So I was very happy to get that stuff in today. So it was a pretty slow week up until today, so I was very happy with that stuff. What about you, Zane?
Again, slow on the TTMs like everybody else. I think we talked about this last week. I even have RTSs that haven't came in yet that people I know are going to come back RTS, and I'm waiting for to send back out. One of those is Mitch Peligi, and I have a new address to send out to him, but I still haven't got my old RTS back yet. And other people have got him RTS from the same address. So I don't know what the hell is going on with the mail. There's several auctions that I'm still waiting on, about 2.5 weeks in. I'm getting kind of nervous. I don't know if it has to do, again, with the mail strike, not strike, but cutbacks.
Zane, what? I got three words for you. Trust no one.
I know. Mail thief. But there's no way somebody's going and stealing all of our mail in the TTM community. So I think there's a common factor here that we haven't figured out yet. But anyways, it was still a decent week. Got in Steve Forbes, Richard Russo, who is a pretty famous author, Faye Vinson, former MLB commissioner, Dave Van Horn, new Hall of Famer. I think he got inducted last year for with the Ford Frick Award in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Kevin Spacey signed two photos. That was pretty cool. That was via venue. A Rooster Teeth success. If you guys don't know who Rooster Teeth is, a very popular group on the internet. They created Red versus Blue. They do shorts. They also have a podcast, which is hilarious, called The Drunk Tank. Actually, I think it's called the Rooster Teeth Podcast now. But they signed four photos for me. The entire group or crew signed. I think there were six people that signed three photos. Then I had Gus sign one. That address is on the Savage list if you guys are interested in it. Also got in Kate Mulgrew, Stephen Humphrey Bogard, who is Humphrey Bogard's son, also Lauren Bacall's son. So he signed three photos of him and Lauren and Humphrey, and I sent those off to Lauren to get signed this week, so we'll see what those look like when they come back. John Carpenter, finally, I've been wanting a Carpenter for a while. He signed three photos for me. Morgan Wooten, a lot of people probably doesn't know, you guys probably don't know who he is. He is actually the winningest basketball coach in history. He was a high school coach for 50 years. Actually, John Wooden has a quote about him. It's just amazing what he said about him. So if you want to learn more about him, just Wikipedia him. Also got in easily my best success this week, Roger Clemens. Now, I'm not 100% positive on this Clemens. It looks good, but it's from his foundation, and a lot of people got him back this week. So I posted a photo up on our Facebook wall at facebook.com/autographweekly. If you guys want to take a look at it and tell me what you think, you may have to scroll down a few pages, but it's down there, the scan is. I'd be interested to see what you guys think on it. On the auction front, pretty damn good week. Got in Kevin Sorbo, Monica Potter, and Leslie David Baker on, stay with me here, signed pillowcases. These were signed for a charity event, and I bought them through a charity event for really cheap, actually, about $6 a piece. And Sorbo actually signed it, Hercules Slept Here. That's what he inscribed after his name. So that's pretty cool. Monica Potter, of course, she was in, I think, Patch Adams. She was in Boston Legal. That's why I wanted her autograph. She was on my top 2012 once. And then Leslie David Baker is Stanley off of The Office. So those are pretty cool pickups. Also got in a Jack Nicklaus signed book, greatest golfer of all time. A Barbara Bush signed book, which I've been needing for a while. I think I got all the famous Bush people now. I got Senior, Junior, Barbara Bush, Laura Bush, Jenna Bush, Jeb Bush. So, doing pretty good on the Bush front. also got in Buzz Aldrin. Bought another copy of his book because I needed to put it in my America project copy. Gordie Howe. I got a dual signed Gordie Howe book, also signed by his wife Colleen, for $5 shipped, which is just insane. Also got a Denny McClain signed book, who, of course, won 31 games in 1968. He actually inscribed that in the book, which is really cool, and it's also signed by the co-author. Got in another Jimmy Carter signed book. That makes, I think, 7 signed Jimmy Carter books I have, all different books. I'm trying to get all 19. I think he may actually be up to 21 books or something like that now that he's written. So, and got in Bruce Campbell. I already had a signed book by him, but this is a different book, so it goes nicely in my signed book PC. Let's move on to the badass book buy. And I think Stacy has nothing this week because he actually didn't get any signed books in. So I'm the only one that can talk on this front. I got in Johnny Cochran. Yes, that Johnny Cochran, a lot of people say the greatest lawyer in the past 20 years, passed away a few years ago. Got a signed book of him for $6 shipped. You can't beat that. And it's inscribed and everything. It's legit. It's awesome. I actually had two Johnny Cochran autograph books before this. This is my third one. So, yeah, very happy with that. On the project front, nada, nothing. No Project Geek Week successes this week, and also Project.com, nothing for that. So let's move on to the web deal of the week. And the web deal of the week, Stacey, what'd you pick this week?
Mine is going to be Dave Prowse, and you can go to the website. It's www.DarthVader-StarWars.com. DarthVader-StarWars.com. And he has a store on his homepage. You just click on the store button, and he actually sells all kinds of different sizes of photos, anything from 8x10 to 18x12, which is pretty monstrous. But the 8x10 and the 8x12s, I believe, start at roughly $20. And you can also get a free personalization with that if you request it as well. So if you want to spend a little more money, you can get some custom inscriptions that are there, some pretty badass inscriptions, but that'll cost you a little more. But you can do all this on his website at his store, and it's all done through PayPal. So,
and that's a pretty good deal, guys. I've actually done it. It actually gets to America in about a week, or it did for me. And I actually hit him when he had a sale. I think it was $15 total to get his autograph. They were like $10 a piece plus $5 shipping. So I did that, and then once I got the 8x10 of him in, it was just of Darth Vader, the picture was, I sent it off to James Earl Jones to get signed. So now I have a dual-signed David Prowse, James Earl Jones, Darth Vader photo, and it's freaking awesome. So you can't beat that, man. So get him while he's still kicking, guys. He's getting up there in age, and it's a great deal. It really is, even for $20, $25 shipped. It's a hell of a deal. All right, my pick this week is Leanne Rimes. She actually has a deal. Now, bear with me on this website, okay? www.richardsandsouthern, richardsandsouthern.com/store/Leanne, L-E-A-N-N, hyphen, Rimes, R-I-M-E-S, hyphen, C, hyphen, 46, .html. If you go there, and I have to give you that link because it's kind of hard to get to, I'm not going to lie. If you go to the richardsandsouthern.com website, you can go to merchandise or store and find Leanne Rimes in the list. You can do it that way too, but this is just an easier way to get there, even though it is kind of complicated. Anyways, there she actually has a signed book. I think it's a children's book. She has two different copies. You can pick which one you want for $12 and I think $4 or $5 shipping, so it's like $16 or $17. But if you're a big Leanne Rimes fan, that's nothing for her autograph. So I know there are a couple huge Leanne Rimes fans that I know that would easily do that. So I figured that would be my web deal of the week. Let's move on to the news for this week. Stacey, what you got on the autograph news front?
Alrighty, I've got a couple of quick stories to go over here real quick. The first one is concerning baseball's new phenom. Made his first spring training start yesterday, which would have been Wednesday, actually against my Padres, actually. And that is pitcher Yu Darvish, I'm not sure how I exactly pronounce his last name, Darvish, I think. But actually, just letting you guys know, he signed an exclusive deal with the Topps company for all of his trading cards and trading card autographs and all that fun stuff. So if you guys are looking for autographs from you, you'll have to buy Topps products. And my second story is concerning Lenny Dykstra. If you guys haven't heard, Dykstra was sentenced to 3 years in California State Prison after pleading no contest to Grand Theft Auto and providing a false financial statement. So it'll be not too many TTNs from Nails in the next 3 years.
Yeah, and don't even think about sending cards to him in prison. Those are considered weapons in prison. Index cards are even considered weapons. If it's a thicker paper than just regular paper, they can't receive them in prison.
Maybe you could send him a Hot Wheel.
Also, book plates aren't accepted in prison because they're stickers, and I guess they can use stickers for some reason. against the, I don't know, they're outlawed. They have some weird stuff on that list that you cannot send prisoners. When you send to a prisoner, you're best off just sending a note asking them to sign something they already have and then sending it to you. Also stamps. You can't give prisoners stamps because those are sold at the prison, and the prison doesn't make money if people are sending people stamps. So
I know what I'm going to send him when he gets out of prison.
What?
I'm going to send him a copy of Grand Theft Auto and see if he'll sign it.
It'd be worth, I mean, if you got an angry letter back, that may be worth something. Now, my news story is pretty interesting. It involves technology and autographs. The title of the story is Retweets Become Digital Version of Autographs. Now, what this article is about, basically people asking celebrities to retweet their stuff or give them a shout out on Twitter, and how this is kind of replacing the normal go up to a celebrity, ask for a picture being taken with them. It's kind of the digital version of that. And we're starting to see a lot of different ways celebrities interact with fans now in the digital age. Actually, I think a new trend is signing autographs on iPads and sending the pictures digitally to fans. That's another new trend that's kind of taking off. And some people are on each side of this in the autograph community. A lot of people are against it, obviously, because it's not hand-signed. It's not touched by the celebrity. And same thing on tweets. If you get a picture taken with somebody, you actually get to meet them and touch them, and it's a personal experience. But if somebody retweets you, it's digital. It's not as authentic to a lot of people. But we'd like to hear your thoughts on this. I'm going to go ahead and post the article on autographweekly.com, and I'd like you guys to comment. Just go to our website. You'll see the article on our main page. Just comment down in the section below the article. Tell us what you think. Do you think the digitalization of autograph collecting is a bad thing? Why? And have a little discussion. I think it's a good thing to talk about.
Also, let us know if you've had a celebrity retweet your back.
Yeah, and who it was and what the circumstance was. That'd be interesting, too. So go to our website, autographweekly.com, find that article, and just comment right down below. And the keyword is Twittergraph. The keyword is Twittergraph. Twittergraph. All right, guys, we want to remind you to go check out StarTiger.com. They are our sponsor for this show. StarTiger, the premium source of addresses on the internet. If you're an autograph collector, it's a must-have. We talked about it last week. StarTiger is number one when it comes to addresses on the internet for autograph collecting. Go check them out at StarTiger.AutographWeekly.com to tell them we sent you. We appreciate it. All right, let's move on to Q&A. What do we got this week?
All right, another good batch of questions, and want to thank everybody again for getting these into us. It's kind of become the ritual before we, while we're doing prep, to have you guys get these questions to us on Facebook. And once again, had a great response this week. So first one is from AJ Kaiser. He's asking, what's the longest TTM letter of request you've ever written or typed?
Mine's probably going to have to be Ozzie Smith. And the reason is my high school art teacher actually drew a portrait for Ozzy, actually a set of portraits, and got to hang out with Ozzy Smith for about a week and a half while she did the portraits. And she always told that story in class. So I thought I could use that story to kind of boost my chance to get an autograph from Ozzy. So my letter was probably 3 pages long talking about that. And I actually did get a signature back from him about 7 years ago. Through using that story. So that was pretty cool, and that's probably the longest I've ever written, because the main idea for writing letters, you want to keep it short, because celebrities don't have a lot of time to read a bunch of letters, especially if it's handwritten. So writing a long letter is not necessarily a good thing unless you actually have some kind of personal connection with the celebrities. So what about you?
Mine would be on that personal level. Most of my letters requests are pretty basic and pretty simple. I mean, I've written some page and two-page letters to people that I actually talk to on a regular basis, people like Chauncey Leopardi, Tom Merritt. I used to talk to a couple of Playboy Playmates that did appearances in Iowa, and used to write a couple-page letters back and forth with them once in a while. But most of it's just on that front, just people that I've interacted with before, not so much an actual first letter of request or anything like that. It's mainly when I'm writing back wanting to get something else signed or anything like that. It's usually there's usually a little more into it and a little more personal as far as the letter goes.
Next question.
This one is coming from Michael Rhodes. He's asking, how did you guys go about collecting before the internet? And Zane's probably going to be like,
I didn't. I started around 2001, and I actually started because of Star Tiger, as I talked about in the last podcast, which is the internet. So I didn't collect before the internet. You can go ahead and answer this, Stacey.
I've been collecting long before the internet and long before I even had access to the internet. Basically, how I did it, there used to be different book companies. There was different books and different book companies and publishers that made address lists. There's Smallings. He's been around forever. There's a couple others. I can't think what the names of them were, but they're – I don't remember what they even called, but they were the books that – I mean, I bought those. And a lot of times they weren't listed with most private addresses or anything of that sort. Back then it was mostly contacting their agents or
team addresses
or production companies.
Well, I'm trying to remember, I actually do. I remember getting a book in grade school called like How to Write to Your Favorite Sports Stars. I think mine was volume 2, and it was a little bitty thin book, had maybe, I don't know, 20, 30 pages in it. And it had like these huge, like Michael Jordan, Cal Ripken Jr., Frank Thomas, all these huge names, and the addresses were all just team addresses. But if you think about it back then, I mean, we think about, oh yeah, team addresses, who can't find those? But back then, again, the internet, it changed everything when it comes to TTMs. So even the team addresses weren't super easy to find. You had to do some research, maybe call a few numbers to find out, call the team number or something. But, yeah, that I did get that book. I don't think I wrote off to anybody. I might have wrote off to Griffey Jr. I think I actually did. I got a preprint back from him. I'm guessing late 90s is when that happened.
I said, I checked these books that I used to buy. I mean, this is in the probably early 90s. I mean, they only publish these books maybe every other year, so I mean, a lot of times the information was already outdated when you got the book. Another thing that I used to use a lot was Autograph Magazine. That also had a couple pages of addresses in it, and they had lots of articles and stuff like that. I think some of the Tough Stuff, and there was a couple other magazines that used to throw addresses in it too, so. Basically, before the internet, it was buying books or magazines.
Basically, before the internet, it was a lot of hard work.
Yes, it was.
We're all spoiled. I know I was spoiled, and especially the people who are getting into the hobby now. You're spoiled. You have no idea how easy you have it compared to what people had to do before the internet. All right, let's move on to the next question.
This one is coming from Tom McCleary, and he's asking, I'm looking for something unique to send to baseball players to sign. I'm not a card collector, and sending balls gets too expensive. Any ideas besides index cards?
Customs. Customs are something that's very popular in baseball and football and basketball. Basically, what you do, you set up your printer, and you do a little Photoshop, or even you can just use Microsoft Paint, and put together a little template, and tape an index card to a piece of paper, and run that through your printer and print a little picture with a little area for a signature on the index card. That's a way of doing a custom. Some people go all out and get like actual cards, like pieces of paper that turn it, like rip into actual baseball cards, and print out that way and do an actual design for a card. I know there's several people in Star Tiger who post pictures that have very elaborate customs. But just to get started, I would start out with index cards and a printer. It's that easy. And figure out where the index card needs to go, where it's going to print out right, and have fun with it. I mean, I did that for a couple of years, and it worked out pretty well. So that's my recommendation.
And as far as me on this, I mean, there's different things. It's all going to depend on what you want to spend money-wise. I think, Zane, you just got some cheaper baseballs in, didn't you?
Yeah, there's actually baseballs. I want to say ROMLB... 01X or something like that. Basically, these are official Major League Baseballs that came out blemished in the process of creating the baseball, there's a hole in them or the stitching's off a little bit, and they can't use them for Major League Baseball. So they turn them into these blemished balls, and it's got a weird number. I remember it ends with like 01X. So you can get these for around $3 a piece, which is a hell of a deal. They're genuine leather, and they sign just like the Major League Baseballs. They're just not as pretty, obviously, because they don't have the Major League president signature on the back or the commissioner signature on the back. But they're still great baseballs for a really cheap price compared to what, $12 you'll pay for a Major League Baseball. So
yes, and I can totally see where he's coming from, because I used to do the baseball thing, and I used to send out the official baseballs, and I mean, I'd have to spend. I have a shop here where I'm at, and I mean, I can get the baseballs in there for like $11, but still, it's $11 plus the shipping, which is
about six bucks
to go there and back.
I mean, if you send it off to Bobby Doerr, you'd be better off just buying one off eBay and sending a baseball off to him, a Major League Baseball, you know. So,
but some other unique items, like I said, it just all depends what people want to spend. I mean, I've seen people that do batting gloves, people that do cleats. You can get. There's also the mini plastic batting helmets. They kind of like the Pocket Pros that Rydell does for football helmets. You can actually buy those in baseball helmets as well. And I think those are usually in the $2 to $3 a piece range as well. So
another idea, also, I've done this a little bit. If you can find some kind of material that has to do with the game, so if you could find like really thin pieces of wood that would resemble a bat, or maybe something that resembles like a base or a pitcher's mound that you can cut up into small pieces, you can send those off to get signed. And those turn out really cool. I used to have a binder for school that was a basketball. It was like the material of a basketball. I cut the cover off and turned those into little like square pieces and sent those off to people to get signed. I actually have one signed by Jerry West. I think I got rid of most of the other ones. I also did this with a cowboy hat. I cut up a cowboy hat, sent those off to country singers to get signed. So you could do that too. And it's kind of an interesting little PC to do. Plus, they look really good matted. So just if you're going to do that, make sure you know what signs on the material. If it's like a piece of base that's really slick, make sure whatever they're signing with, don't sign with a ballpoint pen, obviously. Sign with a Sharpie or something like that. You want to test it out before and maybe tell them what to sign with in the letter. So that's another way you can go.
Alrighty, I think that covers that pretty well. If you guys have any other suggestions or ideas, just throw them on our Facebook wall. Next question is coming from Michael Buzzer. He's asking, with the rise of technology and the decrease of mail, where do you think TTMs are headed?
Well, we actually talked about this a little bit. I talked about it in my retweet story. But people are already signing autographs digitally. So if they have an iPad, what they'll do is they'll see all the requests they have in their email. I saw a video of Avril Lavigne doing this. She'll get a list of people who want autographs in their email, and she'll just go through this list and sign these autographs with her iPad, with a little, her finger or a pen, and they'll personalize it and everything, but they'll send you the file digitally. It's not an actual autograph photo. I think that's going to get a lot more popular. I think the digital age is going to kind of put up an extra wall when it comes to personal greetings with celebrities, but it's also going to add an extra way to contact them. So for the lower level celebrities, I think it's a good thing, because they're probably going to send out autographs anyways, like original autographs. But for the bigger names, you're going to see a lot of people probably just... Can you imagine getting a secretarial digital autograph through your email? How much would that suck? So I think that's where we're headed, but we still got a few years before all that goes through. Tablets are getting popular really fast. So on the actual like community front, I think we're going to cover some of this later. But I think it's a good thing, sharing of information, teaching each other how to work in this hobby and enjoy the hobby is a good thing. But then again, addresses with the free flow of information, maybe somebody posts an address of somebody pretty famous that signs through an address, that can get ruined very fast, because a lot of people send to that address as soon as possible when they see that somebody got success. So on that front, with technology being so popular, it kind of hurts the hobby. What do you think, Stacy?
Yeah, technology with the hobby goes both ways. Like in the question we had about the how did we do the collecting before the internet? I mean, the internet has made this super easy. I mean, it just like with doing the private address stuff. I mean, it takes time to do it, but if you got the time and you're patient, you can find stuff, and it's usually not that difficult. So that part of it has made it. I mean, that part of it's made the hobby a hell of a lot easier than it used to be. And I mean, the whole digital autograph thing. I mean, I haven't actually had any contact or anything, anything to do with. I mean, I haven't had that involved in a situation with me yet, so I can't really say a whole lot about it. But I mean, I can see where that's going to start to become probably a pretty big thing with the big list, A-list celebrities and whatnot. I think it's going to be pretty easy for them to sit at home on their iPad or whatever they've got and just sign something and send it massively off into 100 different emails. And
for them, that's no different because they're thinking personal experience. You're getting around the same experience if they signed it through the actual mail. I've actually got one of those digital autographs that was Mike Ruzioni, and that was actually a couple years ago. And it was an actual signed photo to me, scanned in. I'm like, what happened to the photo? I want the actual photo. Don't send me the scan of the photo. I want the photo, man. I mean, you actually signed it. What do you do, tear it up after it got done? So, that's one experience I've actually had. Another aspect of this is eBay and how it's ruined the kind of attitude that celebrities have toward autographs and people making money off of their autographs and how that's kind of made people charge for autographs. And that has to totally do with technology. I mean, eBay's pretty much effed up the autograph community pretty bad. It's a very corrupt tool for a lot of people. And then again, it's a great tool if you're an autograph collector for buying. I mean, if you want somebody's autograph, eBay is the way to go. But then again, there's a lot of fakes on eBay, and you can get screwed over really, really fast. So there's so many downsides and so many positives to technology. I say we just wait and let's see how it shakes out. There's nothing we can do about it now. It's the ship has sailed. We're in the middle of the sea. We'll see if we make it or sink.
And I said the biggest part of this, too, no matter how frustrated we get with the Postal Service, I mean, the whole autograph TTM, I mean, it's all depending on the future of the post office. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we're not going to be able to do TTMs if there's no post office in 10 years. So
yeah, and we talked about that. Like UPS, they don't ship everywhere, so that would be impossible to use them. Plus, it'd be really expensive to use them. So I mean, the USPS, they're obviously cutting back a lot of areas. And if they disappeared, pardon my French, be up shit creek. What are we going to do? Drive to a person's house? That's how you get a restraining order. So,
yep.
You say yap like you know, Stacy.
No, I can already picture it in my head that Zayn Savage driving to California, knocking on some redhead's door.
Hi, Felicia. I'm a big fan. let's move on to the next question. We've covered pretty much everything on that one.
Alrighty, the next one is coming from Alex Joritz. This is a pretty interesting question. Would you shred all your autographs for $1 million, but you couldn't buy any of your autographs back again?
Abso-fucking-lutely. Oh, I shouldn't have said the F-bomb. But absolutely. You know why? I'd be a millionaire for one. That'd be awesome. And once I'm a millionaire, I have so much power. I could actually hire a hitman to kill the person who's moderating me not buying any of these autographs again, because that's the stipulation or whatever. I could hire a hitman to kill that person, and then I could buy all the autographs I wanted. That's what I would do. How about you, Stacey?
My answer, it would have to be yes, but I think it would be a lot more difficult for me to do that than how easily Zayd said, just because of all the time and effort and all that kind of stuff we put into building the collection. I mean, it's a no-brainer, to sell it for $1 million, but I think it'd be a tougher decision than I think most people would probably think.
How about this? How about this? You could hire a secretary to write TTMs for you all day long to people that you didn't write off to before.
That's true, but...
And there's a lot of people...
But think how long that would be for me to come up with people I haven't written to. It's already hard enough.
Okay, or you could just buy people like Neil Armstrong, who you are never going to have.
I could just buy Neil Armstrong?
Yeah, if you're a millionaire. I mean, and you can't buy the people that you already own.
Could I put them in a display case, too?
You could, yes. So you just write off to the people that you could never afford when you were collecting. You know, you just go up. It's like you were upgrading your collection.
Just look. See, I thought you were talking about just buying the person.
Oh, just buy Neil Armstrong.
You said I could buy Neil Armstrong.
Funny story about Neil Armstrong. A lot of people don't know this. His barber that he had for 20 years actually saved some of his hair when he gave him a haircut and sold it to a guy for $3,000. Well, Neil Armstrong found out and took him to court over selling his hair. His barber he actually went to this barber for 20 years, and he sued him for selling his hair for $3,000. Neil Armstrong is a very personal guy. He does not like the public eye at all. He stopped signing autographs, I think, in 1994. Fun fact. Let's move on to the next question.
Alrighty, the next one is two similar questions, and these were coming from Robert Bowles and David Soffin, asking basically what is our favorite autograph that has no money value?
I'm going to have to go with no money value. Wasn't there like two questions that were kind of the same?
Well, see, okay, David's is what is your favorite autograph that has no money value? And then Robert's was what's your least valuable autograph and why?
Yeah, we're going to combine those. Mine's going to be Doug Walker, who is the Nostalgia Critic. I wouldn't say it's not got any value, but other than people in the YouTube community that I have. Doug Walker would probably be the least valuable that I really enjoy. He's a Nostalgia Critic on thatguywithglasses.com. I got to meet him at AnimeCon. But again, I probably couldn't sell that on eBay for but like a dollar or something like that if I wanted to. So that's probably my least valuable that I really enjoy. How about you?
Mine are just going to be the people that the people that I have contact with a lot, because, I mean, for the most part, their autographs aren't worth a whole – I mean, they're not worth a whole lot. Tom Merritt. I mean, I've gotten so many things signed by Tom Merritt. I mean, I wouldn't make any money putting his stuff on eBay and selling it. Brian Brushwood. Justine might be one.
I don't know. Justine would probably sell. Because she's a hot chick. Hot chicks always have a premium. It's a rule on the internet.
Len Peralta. Chauncey stuff.
Chauncey stuff sells pretty good on eBay. I actually looked him up. When we interviewed him, I looked up his stuff on eBay to see how much it was selling for. It was a decent amount.
But most of my answers would just be people, I mean, that I keep in contact with. I guess I could throw – I've got it. I got the answer. It's Bobo.
Bobo.
My favorite autograph that's not worth anything.
Yes, because not many people have that. I think like maybe 3 or 4 people have that. So I should have serial numbered it. That's my cat, by the way. I sent him a photo autographed by me and put my cat's paw print on the back. So that's your pick, huh?
Yep, Bobo. All
right, next question.
All righty, we'll move on to Grant Hacker. And this is, what kind of autographs do you guys like the best as far as categories? I'm assuming is what he's talking about.
I love historical autographs. Anybody that had a part in changing the way we know the world, I think that's huge, and I want their autograph. I'd love to have a John Hancock autograph. That's my ultimate goal, is to have a John Hancock. And he really didn't do much other than sign the Declaration of Independence, very big, and he was the first, I think. But his name is synonymous with an autograph. It's like, can I have your John Hancock? Well, I want John Hancock's autograph. And they're actually not too expensive because he signed a lot of stuff. That dude liked to sign shit, man. he was an autograph addict himself on the signing front. So, I would say historical people who changed history.
My answer would be entertainment. Entertainment field. What's that?
Porn stars.
That's not me. That's Bloodspawn.
That's Blood. Okay.
But Yeah, I would have to go with the entertainment. I go back and forth so often in this stuff. I'll just get in moods and habits. And I mean, I've done stuff where I've done sports stuff only for a year, year and a half. That's the only thing I ever sent out was sports stuff. Now I'm kind of into the entertainment, movies, music. It's always political stuff's always fun to get to. So
yeah, political would probably be my second choice.
Especially if they're Republicans. Send those to Zane.
Yeah, I want all your Republican autographs. I need more fuel for my fireplace. So, all right, let's move on to the next question.
All right, the last question for this week is coming from Ben Martinez, and he's asking, if you could get an entire cast to sign a movie poster, what movie poster would it be?
Okay, personal movie that I like the best that I would love signed, True Romance. I love that freaking movie. It would have to be signed by Tarantino, even though he just wrote it. He didn't direct it. But, God, I love that movie so much. And I just love to have a signed poster by the cast hanging on my wall. But when it comes to, like, celebrity status, like a lot of big names, I'm going to have to go with Mars Attacks. Because it's got pretty much every single celebrity known to man in it. And celebrities before they were celebrities. So that would be a huge one to have. It's got like Nicholson and Pierce Brosnan and Jack Black and Tom Jones. And there's just a million of them. I can't even remember off the top of my head. But yeah, that would be probably my choice, Mars Attacks, just because there's so many big names.
All right. And mine, this is kind of tough. I mean, my favorite movie of all time, and it's pretty cheesy, but it's Top Gun. So that would probably have to be my answer.
I hated Top
Gun. And I mean, that would be... It'd be a pretty impressive piece to have, being Tom Cruise, Tim Robbins, Meg Ryan, Anthony Edwards. I mean, there's a ton of people, Val Kilmer. There's a ton of people in the movie. I mean, as a collector, probably the one thing I'd really want the most would probably be a Star Wars movie poster signed by everybody.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Like the Return of the Jedi signed by everybody, including the guy that they showed at the end, Sid, what's his name? Sid something. He died, I think, in 1995 or something like that. But he was the guy when they took off Vader's mask that you saw. I'd love to have his autograph. Man, I'd love it. But Top Gun, dude, I cannot stand the movie Top Gun. That's like the generic answer if you see some meathead at a bar sitting in the corner. Hey, what's your favorite movie? Top Gun, no doubt. Like, just, I don't know, something about it. Just drives me crazy.
I've seen that movie so many times.
I can't stand it. I really can't. Although the opening song is amazing. Is it Highway to the Danger Zone?
Right. And as far as Star Wars, it has to be Star Wars episodes 4, 5, and 6. Nothing to do with the new crap.
Oh, no, no. Definitely. Definitely. All right, let's go ahead and move on to the discussion roundtable. All right, it's time for the discussion roundtable. We only have three in the roundtable today, me, Jeremy, and Stacy. The discussion today is an interesting question posed. Is the YouTube community negatively affecting the hobby? And I guess this can be stretched to any online community. Is it negatively hurting the hobby, or is it helping the hobby and helping people that collect? So there's definitely several different ways you can look at this and several different problems and good things to come out of it. So I'm going to go ahead and start with Jeremy. What do you think are some of the big negatives that come out of the community when it comes to autograph collecting? I know we talked about this before, you know, how joining a group of fellow collectors helps you as a collector. But we want to know how this actually helps or hurts the hobby. So how does, you know, the YouTube community, for instance, help the hobby itself?
Well, like you said, I don't think it hurts the hobby at all. I think you do have a couple bad apples out there that just try to make people's lives miserable by watching videos and posting stupid comments. And some people get discouraged because of those comments they post. So, I mean, you get your bad apples in the, you know, in the community, but you just got to brush that off. I've never come across it, and I hope I don't. But I think it's more positive than negative, the YouTube community. Like I said in previous recordings, that I feel that it's a learning experience because I enjoy watching people's videos, see what they get in, because in turn, I'll research that person and send out to them. And also for, I guess, authenticity. I watch people's videos and look at their signatures that they get in and compare them to in-persons and see if they're legit or not. So I think it's helped me tremendously. And, you know, I just continue to watch the videos, and I don't think it'll ever be a negative aspect. It's more of a learning experience. And,
but we covered how it helps the people involved. I think we came along with, of course, it's a good thing if you join a community. But I think what we want to concentrate on this segment is how it affects the hobby itself. The sharing of information, basically information that was not available to people before the internet, being available now, you know, people's addresses being found a lot easier. How do you really think that's going to figure into the hobby now that we have the internet and all these groups that talk to each other about things?
Well, I think addresses, you know, or people, the younger crowd, I think, you know, they don't have the money to dish out for Star Tiger or the Savage List. You know, and for those addresses that are, I guess, public, and people do post them on their videos and, you know, say, hey, I got this address, you know, whatever, so show it on their video. I mean, that's a positive to the community.
But it dries up the addresses faster, you know?
If it's public, if it's a public address, it's, you know, how long has it been out there anyways?
Right. Well, I mean, if something new pops up on the public address list and it's a big name, it's going to dry up pretty fast. I mean, it's pretty well known that that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's true. But, you know, I guess it's really up to the person signing how often they want to sign, you know,
right
through that address.
And I like the positive point, though, you brought up before, even though you were talking about the personal influence of a group. Mm-hmm. Recognizing certain fakes and auto pins and preprints, that comes with knowledge, and a lot of that knowledge is gained through a community. And the more knowledge people have about that stuff, the less they're sold and traded in the hobby. So on that front, I totally agree that it is helping the hobby on that front. What do you think, Stacy? What are some of the positives and negatives of the different groups of autograph collectors we have on the net and how that's affected the hobby?
I think as far as the YouTube part of it, I think it's more beneficial than the negative part of it. You're going to have, it's dealing with the internet. You're going to have the negative aspect of it. And me and Zane know this just as well as anybody, because we get dislikes every damn day on our videos. And that's just going to happen when you're good at something that you do. People are just going to have issues with it, and they're just going to dislike, thumbs down, try to start stuff with you.
But again, that's addressing how that affects us as collectors joining a group. I'm thinking more big, like long term, like the actual hobby itself. Whenever people are sharing information freely in these groups and it's public information. Let's say, for instance, Alan Rickman, okay? A lot of people, they see on Star Tiger that Alan Rickman is signing via Venue. They're going to send him, of course, Harry Potter pictures, because that's what's most popular right now. But he doesn't like to sign Harry Potter pictures. So now that we have the internet and groups, people talk about it and have figured out that, you know, if you send two photos that are not Harry Potter, you have a better chance of getting a signature. That stuff was not known back in the day. How does that stuff affect the actual hobby itself? Not necessarily the people in the hobby, but the future of the hobby.
Well, that part of it's all beneficial. I mean, any information you get that's going to help yourself, perhaps somebody else in the community, as far as what they send or who not to send to, what to send to, who doesn't do this, who doesn't do that, who signs different places. I mean, that stuff's all going to be beneficial. I mean, as far as the YouTube community, I mean, as far as the autograph collectors and the video stuff and the YouTube community, I mean, our community right now, I mean, it's still relatively small compared to other. Take the card industry, the card community, the people that just do the card collecting on YouTube. I mean, it's a much bigger. It's been around much longer. I think it's a little hard at this point to kind of picture or judge what the or what our community is right at the moment. I mean, it's still fairly small. Most of us talk to each other. I mean, there's not a lot of heat between people. And I think the majority of us are out there to help everybody else in the community. But like I said, I mean, that could change in 5 years if it continues to grow. It could just turn into what the card community is on YouTube right now. And I'm hoping that's not the way it goes, because that's just a mess for the most part. But
well, here's a negative aspect of it, and I'm actually going to take the opposite stance that you guys are taking. You're bringing up all the positive stuff, but I really. And there's nothing we can do about this, and I'm in full support of having communities. But I do think in the long run it is slightly hurting the hobby. It's bringing in a lot of people that really don't care about autograph collecting. All they want is free stuff. That's the new thing about the internet. You go on the internet, you can type in something and find free stuff. And people consider TTMs, and especially email successes, free stuff. They might not even like autographs. But, on the other hand, that does bring more people into our hobby. So somebody that may just be collecting autographs for free stuff may learn to love autographs. So again, you get somebody that is new to the hobby there. But I think that attitude of, oh, it's free, I want it, the celebrities see that in the letters. And I think that really shuts down some of the celebrities, and they stop signing, or they're harder to get. So I think in the long run, the free flow of information on the internet probably does hurt the hobby. And like you said, there's so many positives for us as collectors when we join a group. But we overlook the here and there some of the negatives that it does do to the hobby. What are your thoughts on that, Jeremy?
Yeah, I get your point with, you know, it hurting the community, you know, just people just want stuff for free. But the thing is, they still have to put time. I mean, even though it's not that much money, you know, 90 cents worth of stamps, yeah, it's not that much.
Well, a lot of the freebie people do go through email, and they just have one letter that they copy and paste. So it literally takes them like 3 seconds to do.
But usually those ones that you're going to get through the mail or through email aren't really your big name actors.
Right. And that makes it even worse to me, because people that are actually fans of those people that really matter, you know, they're going to get letters from people that means a lot when you're somebody that's not that famous, and you're getting those personal letters of, you know, oh, you're great, and this is how you changed my life, doing this and this and this. But when you get all these letters that are flooded with just crap, like, I love what you do, you're great, you're a great person at that thing you do. Like, it's just shit like that, and you're just totally dismayed by it.
And I agree with you, and I disagree with you, but I do have to agree with you on the aspect that, you know, there's people out there just trying to make a buck, too, so they'll get those free autographs, which they may be secretarial, then I'll end up selling them on eBay. Right. So they're letting the secretarial autographs into the public, you know, which is a bad thing.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I agree with you on that aspect, but I think I think the people that are in this community that want to get in this community are there because they enjoy the hobby, and I think, you know, that they want to grow with the hobby.
For the most part, I totally agree with you on that. And I totally urge, like I said last time, I totally urge everybody who's into autograph collecting to join some kind of community. It doesn't have to be on YouTube. It could be on Star Tiger. It could be on just a forum. But it's good for the collector to have that information at their hand. But I'm just looking at the big picture, like stepping back and saying, okay, what are we doing here? And what's going to be the outcome of this? Now, I don't think it's going to destroy the hobby or anything like that. But if I'm being serious, you know, taking everything into aspect, I think it is hurting the hobby. What do you think, Stacey? The last.
You're going to have any hobby, anything anybody does, you're going to have that. You're going to have that 5%, 10% that is going to give that specific thing a bad name. I mean, you're going to run into that in anything that you do. I mean, any kind of hobby, any kind of collection. And I think the big thing, I consider us leaders in this hobby. I mean, we need to be leaders in the community and kind of keep this stuff out there and be at the forefront. And it's the kind of the nice part when we've done the interviews for this show is talking to the people we've interviewed about the form letters, their thoughts on it, thoughts on people just trying to get free stuff from them. And I mean, it's going to be there. It's human nature. You're going to have that 5 to 10% are just going to, they're going to be like that. But I think us as leaders, I mean, we have to keep the good word and the good name out for this hobby.
I don't know. I feel like as we progress on the online community and share information, like I said, and kind of almost water down some of the responses that people get, that's going to push the celebrities further away to have different methods to deal with fan mail. And as those methods get more and more extreme to take care of fans and kind of, you know, put a barrier almost between us, it becomes less personal.
And that's the big problem. I want to cut you off here for a second, Zane. Sorry.
That's okay.
I do have a firsthand encounter with this, and it's not even a celebrity, I guess, per se. For my Medal of Honor project, I wrote to all living Medal of Honor recipients. At the time, there was 85. And there's, I think, 3 or 4 that I wrote to that I got stuff back from saying that they do not sign because they've seen their signatures / autographs on eBay, so they won't sign anymore. So it doesn't even have to be, celebrities. To me, they're heroes anyways.
Those are the people I was talking about earlier, yeah, the people who aren't super famous, that they really appreciate those letters that people take time to write. Whenever they're watered down, those people, whenever they get letters that are watered down, they're just kind of like, really? You're writing a letter like that to me? And that's when they shut down. And I think that's really – and again, I want to stress that I am pro-group. I urge everybody to join a group, but I just want to be real on this. I don't want to come up with, oh, yeah, it's great to join a group, and it's not hurting the hobby at all. You know, I don't want to do any of that fake stuff. So I think this is a really good discussion. We'd really like to hear you guys' opinion on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/autographweekly. Leave it on our wall. We'd like to hear from you. Thanks for talking to us, guys. Time to pick a winner for episode 18. We gave away a certified Samoa Joe autograph card from TNA, and the winner was Matt Daniel. Congratulations, Matt Daniel. Guys, we've been trying to contact some of you on these giveaways, and you're not getting back to us. So we want to urge you, if you win, please contact us. There's a million ways to do it, preferably through Facebook. We actually installed a message system for pages now, so you can contact us through Facebook message or contact us through our email at autographweekly@gmail.com. If you win, please contact us. We're busy. We don't have time to contact everybody every week, so please do that for us if you win. It's very simple to do. So. And we're actually going to announce the winner for the Savage List weekly giveaway, and Stacy's going to announce that.
And that winner is Kevin Wallace for this week. So, Kevin, I will be getting something. I don't know exactly what I'm going to be sending out to people. It's just going to be kind of a surprise, so be on the lookout for that. I will get that out no later than Monday, so be on the lookout for that.
All right, guys. This week, the giveaway is for the Savage List subscription. So if you take the keyword that you heard in today's show and post it on our Facebook wall at facebook.com/autographweekly, that automatically enters you to win this week's giveaway. Again, it's a subscription to the Savage List. Now, if you're already subscribed to the Savage List, we will send you a book of stamps instead. So the Savage List subscription, if you're not subscribed already, or a book of stamps if you're already subscribed to the Savage List. Again, there's some huge names on the Savage List, some recent pickups that people have got through TTM on the Savage List are David Duchovny, Danny DeVito, Candice Bergen. I don't know how to say her last name. I need to learn how to do that. She was on Boston Legal. She was a model back in the 60s. Those were just this week. Phil Jackson, Jeffrey Jones, Larry King, Rebecca Black. I'm just naming some off the top of my head. So some huge, huge addresses on this list, and that's what we're giving away this week. Let's move on to Graph of the Week, and who won last week?
Do we even need to announce this?
Yeah, it was like this is by far the most ridiculous Graph of the Week we've ever held. It dominated.
The, I think the biggest upset was that Bill Bradley actually did get one vote.
What?
Yep. And basically how it broke down, Sandy Koufax won with 95% of the vote, and Bill Bradley got 5%. I think it was like 23-1 or something like that. Wow. So it was, yeah, that was pretty crazy, but we were kind of expecting that.
Yeah, we kind of knew when we announced it last week. We pretty much said we already know he's going to win, but we got to put this up anyway just to get the official tally. This week's going to be interesting, though. Had some big returns, some people that we had to leave off because of these, I mean, huge returns people got. My choice is Bloodspawn 80, who got back David Duchovny from my Savage List private address. So that's my pick. What's yours?
All right, mine is coming from Top Shelf TTMs, and he got in Tom Hanks, and that's just mind-blowing to get a Tom Hanks TTM. I don't think – I couldn't even tell you the last time I've seen somebody get a Tom Hanks through the mail. So
yeah.
And it looked legit. It looked pretty good. So plus it got a nice inscription on the photo too, so that was pretty sweet.
Now, guys, to vote on Graph of the Week, just go to our website, autographweekly.com, and the poll is on the right. And just vote right there. Or you can go on facebook.com/autographweekly, and the poll is on the left in the tabs. It'll say Graph of the Week, poll. Click that, and you can vote there. Also, guys, we've added a little kind of weekly question to our main page if you want to answer that too. Just little questions here and there about the hobby, how you guys think the hobby's doing, or maybe your opinion about something. So check that out every week. We're going to change that up. All right, guys, before we go, I want to talk about the Savage List again. I know I enforced this, but we have this huge contest going on, this huge giveaway. We're giving away hundreds of dollars in autographs for everybody who signs up for the Savage List gets entered into this contest. And again, we got some huge, huge people in this week from the private addresses. David Duchovny, Danny DeVito, Candice Bergen, I don't know how to say her last name. And the one I got in was Rooster Teeth, which was huge. Rooster Teeth, of course, a huge internet production company. And I got stuff signed by the entire team. So that was awesome. That was just this week. Those are the successes from this week. If you want to see everybody, the big names that are on the list, just go to autographweekly.com, hit the tab that says the Savage List. I have a preview of the bigger names there. You can see who's on the list, who's proven successful. There are a ton of names on the list that are untested, and people are getting stuff back every day from the Savage List. So very, very awesome deal. Anything you want to add to that, Stacey?
That pretty much covers it. Like I said, where are we at as far as subscriptions, as far as the contest is going?
We're about a fifth of the way through what we need. We're trying to get 50 subscriptions. So we're not doing too bad, but we still need people to, you know, sign up badly to hit that mark. And again, we're trying to get to that mark because the money that we get from the Savage List is going toward equipment to make the podcast better. And make YouTube videos better and just overall make the site better. And the equipment we're using is very outdated. So that's the reason we're doing this, guys. Just trying to raise money to better the podcast because I think we have a good quality thing going here that's helping out a lot of people, and a lot of people want to see it go places. And that's what we're trying to do. So also, check out autographweekly.com. Of course, we have everything on there. You can check it out. It's kind of a neat and clean place to see what's going on Autograph Weekly, the podcast, and the site. Also, check out StaceySchaefer.com, Stacey's site. He posts all the successes there, has his different projects and what's going on, his want list for 2012. Also, check out StarTiger.com, of course, our sponsor. Go to StarTiger.AutographWeekly.com to tell them that we sent you. And also, as I say every damn time, go to iTunes and rate and comment. Do it right now. I demand it, brother. I'm going into Hulk Hogan mode. I'm going to go make a sex tape, then go on iTunes and rate and comment Autograph Weekly, brother. All right, guys. I'm Zane Savage.
I'm Stacey Schaefer. As always, stay classy and don't make sex tapes.
You take care, all of you autograph addicts.
Thank you for listening to Autograph Weekly. Visit autographweekly.com for news, tips, and contact information.